It's like every day there's some crazy new tech coming out, you know?
Sure.
Self-driving cars, AI that can write poetry. I mean, it's amazing, but also kind of overwhelming at the same time, don't you think? So
For
today,
sure.
we are doing a deep dive into this episode from the Faith Beams GP podcast called Navigating Technology and AI with Wisdom. And it really got me thinking about, you know, how can we approach all this incredible tech, but with wisdom?
I think it's interesting how they talk about technology as like a tool.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty simple at first, but like,
Right.
think about it. A hammer can build a house, but it could also like, smash something to pieces.
Totally.
The difference is the intent of whoever's using it, right?
Yeah.
So it's really figuring out how to use this stuff, all this powerful tech for good,
Yeah.
especially in a world that's like constantly changing. So.
That's a great point. How do we even define like what is good when it comes to AI and all this? Like, what are the ethics we should be thinking about?
Yeah. Well, the source material actually goes into a few examples of how this is playing out in real life.
Okay.
Like they talk about this 12-year-old student named Emily who is using AI for tutoring for her math class.
Interesting.
Which, I mean, it's great for personalized learning and all,
Sure.
but it also makes you think about like access,
Yeah.
Like, what about the students who can't afford that or don't have access to these tools?
Yeah, you're creating kind of like a digital divide.
It's
It's
like,
like with every new advancement in tech, there's all these new benefits, but also challenges that come with it.
Totally. And they also talk about Daniel, this college student, trying to like adapt to online learning.
Oh, yeah, I remember that was a tough time for a lot of
Yeah.
people.
And that's a good example of how sometimes that tool analogy doesn't really work
Right.
because it's not just about having a computer and internet access.
Right.
It's also about having digital literacy and support and community,
Yeah. It's like a whole new approach to education, more than
Exactly.
just uploading lectures and stuff. And then there's Mrs. Johnson, this retiree who like overcomes her fear of technology. I thought that was so sweet.
Yeah, her story's really inspiring.
It shows you that it's never too late to learn and adapt,
Right.
and that technology can be so empowering, especially for like older generations.
And it also reminds us that digital literacy is important for everyone, not just young people.
Yeah, for sure.
Like we live in a world where so much of our daily lives depend on technology, like banking and healthcare,
Yeah.
even just staying in touch with family.
Yeah.
So helping older people navigate this digital world, it's crucial not just for them, but for like our society as a whole.
Okay, so we've got Emily and Daniel and Mrs. Johnson all using tech in their own ways.
Right?
Who else did they talk about in the episode?
So there's also Michael, an entrepreneur who is having trouble like getting his business off the ground,
Okay.
and he ends up using like AI-powered social media strategies to reach more people,
Oh, interesting.
which brings up like the power of algorithms,
Oh.
which can be really effective, but also like perpetuate bias and create filter bubbles and stuff.
Wait, hold on. Explain that a little more.
Okay, so basically AI algorithms are trained on huge data sets, right?
Yeah.
And those data sets can like reflect existing societal biases.
Okay.
So like, for example, an algorithm used for hiring might discriminate against certain groups without even meaning to.
Yeah.
And then filter bubbles happen when algorithms personalize our online experience so much
Yeah.
that we only see information that like agrees with our beliefs.
Wow, so it's like these powerful tools can actually make inequality worse if we're not careful.
Yeah, it's something to be aware of for sure.
And then the last one they talk about is Lisa, a single mom juggling like multiple jobs and trying to take care of her family.
Oh, wow.
And she uses AI tools to manage her time.
Okay.
I think a lot of people can relate to feeling like overwhelmed and needing some extra help.
Right.
But I wonder, are we becoming too reliant on these tools?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think it goes back to that idea of technology as a tool,
Right,
right?
right.
Like it can be super helpful, but it shouldn't become like a crutch.
Yeah.
The important thing is to use them consciously,
Yeah.
not as a way to avoid dealing with problems.
It's like we need to find a balance
Yeah.
between using technology and maintaining like our own sense of agency.
Yeah.
Make sure we're still in control.
Right.
So, okay, so we've got these five case studies, you know, showing how technology is like affecting people's lives in different ways,
Yeah.
but they don't stop there, right?
No, they actually offer some advice on how to navigate all of this.
Okay, so what do they say?
Well, they talk about five different mindset shifts that can help us approach technology with more wisdom and intention.
Okay, I'm listening.
So the first one is about using technology with purpose.
Okay.
It's so easy to get caught up in the endless scrolling and all the notifications and just constantly reacting to things.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Right. So this shift challenges us to be more proactive
Okay.
and ask ourselves, like, how can I use this to grow or to learn or create something meaningful? It's about moving from like passive consumption to active creation.
I love that. You know, I definitely struggle with that myself. It's so
Yeah.
easy to just mindlessly scroll. But this idea of like using tech with purpose,
Yeah.
it's a good reminder that we have the power to shape our own digital experiences.
Exactly. And that leads us to the second shift, which is all about setting healthy boundaries. We're constantly connected these days, and that can be good and bad.
Oh, yeah.
So this shift encourages us to be mindful of our screen time
Right.
and create spaces where we disconnect and recharge
Yeah.
and prioritize like real-world connections.
You know, I think we all struggle with that a little bit.
Yeah,
It's like
definitely.
this constant battle between the digital world and our real lives.
Totally.
So what's the next one?
So the third shift is about staying updated, but also staying grounded.
Okay.
Technology is always changing, so it's important to keep learning,
Right.
but at the same time, we need to hold on to our values,
Yeah.
our faith, the things that ground us, you know?
Yeah.
It's about balancing progress with staying true to ourselves.
That's a good one because it's so easy to get caught up in the hype of the newest thing
Oh, yeah.
and lose sight of what's really important.
For sure.
Okay, what's next?
The fourth one focuses on teaching the next generation.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the impact we can have by empowering young people and even older generations
Right.
to use technology wisely.
Yeah.
It's about passing on those values of purpose and responsibility and ethical decision making.
Yeah, like we're all mentors in a way.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's the final mindset shift?
The last one is probably the most important, which is trusting God above AI.
Okay.
It's a reminder that technology is a tool.
Right.
It can help us,
Yeah.
but it shouldn't be our ultimate source of truth or guidance.
That's a good point. You know, it's easy to think that AI has all the answers,
Right.
but we need to remember that there's something greater.
Exactly.
And actually, they also mention some affirmations and scripture verses that offer like practical wisdom.
Yeah, they do.
Should we talk about those now or save it for part
Let's
two?
save it for part two.
Okay, sounds good.
It's interesting how they don't just talk about these like big mindset shifts.
Right.
They actually give you these daily affirmations, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. What are some of those?
And so the first one is, I use technology to grow, learn, and uplift others,
Okay.
which I think is a good reminder to be intentional with our tech use,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's so easy to just get sucked into like the comparison game on social media
Oh, for sure.
or just passively consuming content all day.
Right.
But this affirmation is like a reminder that tech can be a powerful tool for good, you
Right.
know, for like personal growth and making a positive impact and stuff.
Exactly. And the next one says, God has given me wisdom to navigate the digital world with purpose.
I like that one. It's like it's acknowledging that we don't have to do this alone,
Yeah.
especially when it comes to technology, which is always changing. You know, it can
Yeah.
be kind of scary. But it's nice to know there's like a source of wisdom we can tap into.
Absolutely. And the third one is about setting boundaries, which we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It says, I set boundaries that protect my time and relationships.
Ooh, that one hits close to home.
Yeah.
I need to be better about that, like setting limits on my screen time and stuff.
It's hard.
And being present with my family and friends,
It
it's
is.
so easy to let technology take over, you know?
Right.
So, what's the next one?
The fourth affirmation is, I embrace technology as a tool, not a distraction.
Okay.
Which is about like taking ownership of our digital habits,
Yeah.
making sure tech serves us and not the other way around.
That's like a shift in perspective.
Right.
I like that. Okay, and the last one.
The last one is, I trust in God's wisdom above artificial intelligence.
Wow, that's a powerful one.
It is.
It's like recognizing that technology has its limits
Right.
and that ultimately we need to put our trust in something greater.
Exactly. And they don't just present these affirmations like on their own.
Okay.
They actually connect them to some Bible verses.
Oh, interesting. Okay, which ones?
So the first one is from James 1:5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
That's a beautiful verse. You know, it's like a reminder that we don't have to have all the answers. We can
Yeah.
just ask, what's the next one?
Okay, so the next one is from Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
I like how that emphasizes like intentionality. It's not just about going through the motions, but like really putting our heart into everything we do.
Exactly. And the last one is Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans.
That one's about trust,
Yeah,
right?
like surrendering our plans to God.
It's like a reminder that even in this crazy digital age, there's something bigger than us, you know? So these scriptures and the affirmations, they all kind of paint a picture of how we can approach technology with like wisdom and intention. And it's nice to be reminded that we're not alone in this, you know?
Yeah, and that we have access to wisdom that can guide us.
I think what's so great about this deep dive is that it's not just like abstract ideas. It's giving us like actual tools we can use, the mindset shifts, the affirmations, the scripture
It's
versus.
about taking action.
Yeah, exactly. So where do we go from here? We've covered a lot, you know, the tool analogy, the case studies, the mindset shifts, affirmation, scripture, like what's the main takeaway here? So much has changed even in like the last 10 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
And I think this deep dive into navigating technology and AI with wisdom has really shown just how important it is to not just like keep up with all the new tech, but also to think about how it's affecting us, you know?
Absolutely.
It's so easy to get caught up in like the excitement of it
Oh, yeah, for
all
sure.
the new gadgets and apps and everything.
And forget to take a step back. I like how the source reminds us that technology is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
It all depends on how you use it.
Yeah. And for me, one of the biggest takeaways is like being intentional with how we use technology.
Absolutely.
It's so easy to just mindlessly scroll, you know, or be constantly checking our phones. Those five mindset shifts they talked about are so helpful using technology with purpose, setting boundaries, staying grounded in our values, teaching the next generation, and trusting God above AI.
Those are all so important.
And it's not just about like our own individual choices either. It's also about the impact our choices have on like society as a whole.
Yeah, I think that's where the real challenge is.
It's not enough to just like think about these things personally. We need to be having these conversations as a society.
Yeah, with policymakers, with tech companies. It's like we need to wake up to the power of technology, not just be amazed by it, but also really think about the ethical implications. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the most important question we can ask ourselves,
Is it?
what area of your life could benefit from applying wisdom to your use of technology?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's like a call to action, you know? Maybe it's like setting aside time to connect with loved ones without devices, or choosing to use social media in a more positive way, or supporting organizations that are trying to bridge the digital divide.
There are so many possibilities.
And I think that's what's so empowering about this deep dive. It's not about like rules, it's about giving us a way to think critically about technology.
Yeah, to make choices that are in line with our values.
So as we finish up here, let's all challenge ourselves to take one small step today to become more mindful and intentional with how we use technology.
That's a great goal.
Whether it's like setting a screen time limit, or talking to a friend or family member about their digital habits, or just taking a few minutes to reflect on how technology is affecting your life.
It all makes a difference.
We have the power to shape the digital world.
Yeah, we do.
Let's use it wisely.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It was great being here.
And until next time, keep seeking wisdom in this crazy tech world.